Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tip Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning.
I don't know.
I don't know if this is a good sign. I don't know if this is a bad sign. Totally drove past my exit today. Had to loop around, go to East 30th, come back around to go downtown.
You drove past your exit to come to work?
I was bumping some Star 102, and I don't know what happened. I was singing. Next thing I know, it was on 77 South.
I have no idea
what happened. I looked and I said, you know what? This exit looks a little different. It's getting a little narrow.
Feels a little weird.
Getting a little narrow. Next thing I knew, I'm heading south. I was like, well, I guess I'm getting off East 30th, heading back up, getting East 14th to go to Playhouse Square.
You were just enjoying, you were vibing out.
I don't know what happened. And then I just turned around. Then, I mean, I made it on time. It's fine.
Do you remember what song it was? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No. Let me scroll back.
Okay. All right. You got to look.
It was before Jack and Diane.
Okay. I mean,
it was Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight, because it was before the Kelly Clarkson song.
Wow.
Like, that was, I mean, I've heard the song a bajillion times, and it was just on, and I turned it up, and next thing I know, I was just, boom.
Well, that's a nice morning. That's a nice morning of singing.
I don't know what it was.
Nice tour downtown.
For some reason, I was just feeling it. Kind of like this game. If you've ever driven past your exit to start a day, I'm curious how the rest of the day went. I'm just very curious. If that's happened, can you shoot us a DM? Let us know. I know we have to get to our guesses, but how's my day going to go?
Yeah, like, is that a bad sign, a good sign? Is it? Yeah, at least like, you still made it on time and everything.
Yeah, say you're going to get off your Crocker exit. I know that's not a lot of times maybe how you go home, but it ended up in Avon. I mean, you could go to Avon Commons. I would imagine that was still a good day.
I mean, not a bad time.
Right?
Nice Old Navy. Yeah,
yes.
Nice Home Goods.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Though when it's the first thing you do in the morning, mm-hmm. it's definitely a sign of something to come.
Good or bad?
We're not sure.
I don't know. We'll read your DMs after we get a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We need our daily guess from you. Please, who is it? Star 102, good morning.
What's up? How you doing?
Good. Do you think it's a bad sign or a good sign? I want you to be honest that I totally drove past my exit this morning on the way to the radio station.
I'll be honest, Tim. I think it's a bad sign. It's going to be a bad day.
I think so, too. I do. Why would that be a good sign?
It's going to throw the whole day off.
Yeah, it is. It already has. I thought to myself, now I got to loop all the way around, go down East 30th, go under the bridge, head back around. And I'm thinking to myself, I haven't, when I was, you know, born and raised in Akron, the only way I knew how to get downtown was 77 North. That's how I got down. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I haven't headed 77 North forever. I almost thought to myself, which exit do I get off to get to Playhouse Square? Because it's been so long. Then I went off East 14th, you know, made a left on Prospect, then I'm fine.
Are you calling for Dead Guy in an envelope?
Maybe it's a sign that we'll get a winner for Dead Guy.
Oh my God, could you imagine? Please, please, what's your guess? Make it the guy today.
Is it Kurt Cobain?
Oh, man, it's not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound mad at you. I was just kind of hoping that Tim's thing worked out.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right, we appreciate the guests.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, though, Stevie on the socials.
Yesterday, we talked about the rescue dog, Tiki, that the internet has fallen in love with. Well, Tiki's owner has been sharing his story and posted a video 2 days ago saying, quote, feeling emotional as this journey nears its end. More information on Tiki's adoption status tomorrow. Well, we finally have an update.
Finally!
Tiki.
We have been waiting for this. So we have an update?
We have an update.
Are we all adopting Tiki? Can Tiki be the studio dog?
I don't know if he
I wish we could. I don't think
he might be too loud for Tiki.
You're right. Gently approach. But I do love dogs. I would be a good yeah. dog owner. We have to stick around for this update.
Yesterday we talked about Tiki the rescue dog who's gone viral on social media. Tiki's owner Isabel has been sharing his story and posted a video 2 days ago saying, quote, feeling emotional as this journey nears its end. More information on Tiki's adoption status tomorrow. We have that update, but first, if you aren't familiar with Tiki's story, in this video she shared yesterday, she went over his story and what is next. So here is an explanation.
We don't know a ton about the first 5 years of it, but we know it wasn't good. He had no will to live, no will to get better. But I asked myself, didn't every dog at least deserve the chance to get better? We pulled him knowing there was a good chance I'd have to tell the entire internet that he didn't get better. Luckily for us, Tiki proved everyone spectacularly wrong.
It makes me tear up listening.
Feeling bad for putting that in as I saw your face.
I know,
but
I just,
it is sad, but it's like a good sad because you've seen his journey.
Because the happy ending is good, right?
How well he has done. But she did, in a lot of the comments, people were saying, like, this adoption is going to hurt. We don't want to see him go. You got to keep him. Everyone had mixed opinions. But she ended that same video saying, quote, Tiki's journey is far from over. Today, Tiki is officially up for adoption, and we will start the journey to find his perfect family. So then she had a follow-up post that saying that Tiki got over 100 applications in just 1 hour, but that he also has a brother from the same rescue case that is still in the shelter and has had zero interest. She said he's related to Tiki, but is much smaller and less fearful. He loves to snuggle and is hoping someone who is interested in Tiki that may not be able to get Tiki is interested in him too.
And by the way, I saw that dog. He is so cute.
I know.
Tiki's brother. Is it a brother? I can't remember the name.
Yes, they are related. It's like, I forget the name too. Something.
I was going to ask the name because I can't remember either.
It starts with a T as well.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I didn't realize she has been featured like on nightly news, like all of these national news programs and stuff talking about Tiki's story. Like, I mean, it really has been quite the sensation. And it will be interesting to see where Tiki ends. How do you, I mean, imagine you're her. How do you pick the person that you're going to let adopt that beautiful baby dog?
And it's so sad because he, it just makes me nervous for him. Like, how's he going to do somewhere else? But obviously the whole point of rescuing a dog is to find their forever home.
Yeah.
And I saw that she has done this for 21 dogs before that were that troubled. And I think it was after that I saw that this is something she does, that this Isabel does and rehabs these dogs. Then I felt a little bit better about Tiki moving on to another home because I saw that's what, this is just happens to be the journey that she recorded.
So did you submit an application?
You wanted the 100?
No, but do you think I still can?
Yeah, it's open still.
I'm online now.
I think they're going to be very picky. Like, you're going to have to meet. I don't know.
We'll go through them if they want to do that on our show.
Yes.
We would have no problem doing that. We'll cap it off at 102 because it makes sense for our show.
No, that's great.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Stevie on the socials. Thank you, Stevie.
It's 64 degrees in Westlake, today's Star City. Not rigged.
Oh, my gosh. Not again.
Beautiful city of Westlake.
Oh, my gosh. Every month it's Westlake.
It is not.
Every month.
It is not. Here are the three things you need to know this morning.
All we want is equal rotation. That's all we want.
The Cleveland Browns hosted a groundbreaking for the new Berea neighborhood that will surround the team's headquarters, District 46.
Never Berea.
It is Berea. Berea's in there. Although someone did message the other day and said I left. What was the city that I left out? Leroy.
They said you always mentioned Westlake.
They did say that because you create that narrative, which
no,
is
it's
not true.
It's the truth. Oh, my gosh. It has been, I think, 46 times this year, and we're only in June.
I can't believe it. You're only saying 46 because it's called District 46.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good takeaway
info. It's a $200 million mixed-use neighborhood that is set to open in early 2027. There will be a community filled for sports, hotels, apartments, and 30,000 square feet of retail space. This summer, when you donate blood through the American Red Cross, you'll get a free Cedar Point ticket or Amazon gift card. Select blood drives will offer the incentives. You can sign up at redcrossblood.org. The Big Fun Toy Store in Cleveland Heights coming back, kind of. The store's owner hosting a garage sale this weekend, and he's calling it a garage sale from 40 years of accumulation of a crazy collector. So everything from vintage toys, t-shirts, bikes, mid-century modern furniture, and more. If you remember the shop, they always had such cool stuff. The event will be at a residence on Overlook Road in Cleveland Heights on both Saturday and Sunday.
Field report.
You know what's astonishing to me? So I've been talking about that. We've been doing this for a few weeks now. Both of my kids play baseball, 11 and 13 years old, and they're both on a travel team. So we go to a lot of baseball fields in the area. And they've done this for a few years. And the fact that this week alone, I am talking about three new baseball fields. I went to three new baseball fields just in this past week since the last time we did a field report that I want to tell you about. We'll rank them on their bathroom status, which is most important to me. How far is the walk? Can you take your dog? You know, concessions. What's the situation? And I have three to review. And I'm very nervous to do one of them. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's a big week because, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, there's been a lot of rain. We had Curtis Danberg of the Guardians do one because it was like field report free week that, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So three in one week
in many different areas.
Where there's a lot of games per week in baseball. Is there a lot of games?
You'd be surprised. Not only are there a lot of games, Tim.
You travel at all?
They are the lengthiest games of life.
Well, are they?
You know that?
No. The boys didn't play baseball, but I hear from my friends. Yes. Oh, do I hear? That's
they are lengthy. They are lengthy games. Lengthiest games of life. Yeah. Today we travel to Medina, Bay Village, and Richfield.
Oh.
Very fancy.
All over Northeast Ohio.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The field report. Taking you inside of these fields. Oh, it is time for your field report. On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Where are we starting today?
Today, we start at Ray Mellert Park in beautiful Medina, Ohio.
Ooh, home of the swarm and the bees and the nest and the stingers.
The swarm and the bees.
There you go.
And honestly, we played three Medina teams last week, so I don't even know which... I couldn't even tell
if
you.
If somebody could differentiate that, literally for me, because it bothers me, I thought that they were all the bees, and I'm clearly wrong. A nice phone call would be amazing, because I really don't know, and I would like to know.
Yeah.
We will get to that in a few minutes. Let's get to the field report.
So Ray Mellert Park in Medina. Don't ask me where it is. It's just deep in there. There's so many.
Is it in New Medina, or is it an old Medina?
No, it was not in New Medina. It was not where that
Mid-Medina? New... Mid-Medina?
It was not where that new Acme is and all that. No, you go past these beautiful old houses. I mean, Medina is so stinking adorable. Let's be honest. It is like one of the cutest towns. I love it there. But you go through the square and then you have to go down a road and then I have no idea. I don't know how I got there. I just followed my map. But it's called Ray Mellert Park in Medina. My parents came with me. We drove down and listen, I love you, Medina. I really do. But this one is probably going to be one of my lowest ranked parks of all time. Number one, I pull into the parking lot. What's right there in the parking lot, Tim? A porta potty. Guess what, Tim? That's the only bathroom in the entire facility. And it is a larger facility area. But again, I'm driving from Westlake to Medina, and I'm greeted with a porta potty.
So everybody's hitting that one.
Well, and then my mom has to go. My dad has to. That, it's a whole thing. Then the walk from the parking lot to the field. It's deceiving sometimes. Like, you know when you're in Las Vegas and you think you're going to walk to the next casino and it takes like an hour?
Even though it looks, I can make it there.
Yeah, right. You think it's like right there and it's not. I mean, they had like lovely little walking paths. That's, you know, cemented walking paths to get to the field. But it also was moist because it had rained and it was muddy. And then Millie, my dog, got muddy. It was a far walk. There was no bathroom. There was no concession. I'm giving this a 2 diamond. I'm sorry, Medina. Okay. I love you.
Two diamond.
Remember that field last week? The cobblestone one was great.
All right. So this one stinks.
Let's move on to Reese Park in Bavelage, as you know it, Bay Village, Ohio. And as you can expect, a lovely park, Tim.
A golden path.
It was like a yellow brick road you walked on to get to the field. This one is right on Clegg Road, and I mean, very easy access from parking lot to field. I mean, your car is right there, although one car did get hit by a ball. I didn't realize that. Maybe that was a bad thing. I thought it was good because I could walk easily to the field.
Did they have valet?
You know what? The night I went there, the valet was closed, but they had, of course, no outhouse in Bay Village.
And you there play baseball on a Sunday there. Isn't that one of the rules?
Of the park?
I'm not trying to be funny. Bay days, you can't have it on a Sunday, right?
There's some kind of old school. No, because it
was like,
only specific to that park, right?
Okay. I know there's something. I believe it was a lady that maybe she passed away, and there's some heritage thing. There's something there that to do with that park. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
That was a thing.
But they had, I didn't use the restrooms there, but it was a lovely individualized restroom. There was no concession.
I bet there's a bidet. From valet to bidet, that's how they roll in Bay.
But as you can expect, I rated this a 4 diamond. I really loved this park.
Oh, Bay with 4?
I know. It's Reese Park in Bay Village, and it's right there on Clegg.
So where are we going next? We'll take a quick... Where are we going next?
I'm nervous to talk about this one, because we're going to Richfield Woods Park. A beautiful park and a beautiful
Center
community.
Of the universe.
Is it, though?
What do you mean, is it, though?
Well, I just... I had a really major issue with Richfield Woods Park.
Ugh.
And I hate saying it because
why?
I got to tell you, I haven't been to Richfield in forever. It was stinking adorable there.
Okay.
Saw the Octagon House, saw the tiniest post office of life.
Oh, this is not going to be good. You're already buttering it up.
I have to. So nervous.
So the field report sounds like it's not going to be great. Heading to Richfield during the field report on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
By the way, Richfield has a bar or a restaurant on the corner called The Dugout, but spelled D-O-U-G, like the name Doug.
Oh, is Doug the owner? That's solid.
I don't know. I was like, this is kind of cool.
Is Doug the owner?
Who owns
Richfield,
The Dugout? What happens in The Dugout?
216. What happens in the dugout, girl, stays in the dugout.
I feel like maybe you're right.
216-343-1021. What's the dugout special?
I know.
What? Get that Dougie
like
burger?
The White House?
Get the Doug Nugs?
Don't say Doug Nugs. Sounds so inappropriate. Ew. What is a Doug Nug?
What do you mean, what's a Doug Nug? Give me a corn nug?
Get those Doug Nugs.
Chicken nugget, what do you think they are?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
You want some Dougie sauce with that?
A Doug Nug with Dougie sauce.
No, I'm just so I've never been there.
So a Doug Nug is a chicken nugget.
Yes. I don't know. I'm going to go, yeah, you want the Doug Nug platter? Yeah, fine. You know, I'm hungry. Give me some of them Doug Nugs.
How many Doug Nugs come in the platter?
Oh, man. The platter? 2 dozen.
That's a lot. That's like a family meal.
That's why it's a platter.
Okay.
You put 3 on a platter?
All
it's
right.
a platter.
Field report. Okay. I just want a clarification. Thank you.
You're sharing the platter. I didn't see you eat 2 dozen of the Doug Nugs.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there fries?
On the platter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Is there a slaw, too, maybe?
The like Doug
a dipping
slaw?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. So anyway, I went to Richfield Woods Park for a baseball game. I wore a winter coat, by the way. It was so cold. It was Sunday morning. Yesterday, I'm sweating. Sunday, I was freezing. This is a beautiful park, okay?
Oh, no.
Richfield is... I really haven't been there in forever, and I feel like my reference point was the McDonald's off the exit to go to Blossom. Like, that's Richfield to me.
Doesn't our afternoon guy and boss live there?
Yes.
I think they both
do. Yes, which is why this makes me very nervous to talk about, because... I don't want to offend anyone. The park is beautiful. A lot of green space. There was like a pavilion.
I feel like you're breaking up with me.
Well.
You know, you're a really nice guy.
Right.
And whatever. So what's happening
so here? It's a beautiful park. There are soccer fields there. There are baseball. Well, I only saw one baseball field, the one I went to. Playground for the kids right next to it. The parking, easy, right next to the field. There's a bleacher there as well. I didn't see a concession stand. Now, I feel like this park went on further, and I didn't explore the whole park. I mean, I turned right into Richfield Woods Park, and the baseball diamond was on the right. Now, again, Richfield, quite a hike for me. And like you did this morning, I passed the exit, and I had to go all the way to, what is it, like Wellington or Wadsworth, and turn around and come back.
That's not Richfield's fault.
No, that's not Richfield's fault. But my point, I'm telling you that because I had to use the restroom. What do I tell? This is like my biggest thing about these parks. I'm at this baseball field. There's no restroom to be found. Couldn't find anything to save my life. So I was in a bathroom panic. So this brings down my score significantly. You know this. So when I rank Richfield Woods Park, I'm giving it a 3.5 diamond. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did they have bathrooms or they didn't?
They didn't that I could find. Now, both our boss and afternoon guy say that there are bathrooms.
You would think they would both know.
I
just sent you something via text you need to see.
Oh, okay. By the way, I had to drive to the Sheets in Hinckley to go to the bathroom on my way out.
That's a good one.
This is Richfield Woods Park, close to 3 baseball diamonds, 3 soccer field, basketball courts, catch and release pond, gaga pit, horseshoe pits, restroom. It says restrooms.
It says restrooms.
Well, where are they?
They're not accessible. I got this from our afternoon guy.
They are not accessible to the baseball field.
It says restrooms right there.
But where?
It says restrooms. I don't know.
Could you find a map? Because they were not where I was.
It says restrooms.
But
Richfield Woods Park,
it says
restrooms.
When I left,
and also I had to look up what a gaga pit was because I didn't know.
Oh, the kids used to play that at school, but then they took it out. I guess it was too dangerous. I don't know. I had to, again, when I left, it took me to 71. I went through Hinckley. There are some really nice homes on that road. Whatever road takes you from Richfield to 71. But I had to go to the Sheets in Hinckley, which is a lovely Sheets. Very fancy, very nice. But okay.
You gave it how many diamonds again? I did
three
miss
and
that.
A half. Three I mean, and it half. Gets a three
That's
and a
horrible.
Half. It's not horrible. I mean, they're saying there's bathrooms somewhere. I just couldn't find them.
Yeah. It's not as bad as the Medina one.
That Medina one was not great.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't in New Medina.
Yeah, so, not you know. New Medina. It was
New
old Medina.
Medina. Yeah, old
exactly.
Medina is different than New Medina. So that's your field report.
You have to bring your own potty to that one, apparently. That was not good. The Bay one, good, though.
The Bay one,
right?
Yes. Lovely.
From valet to bidet.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.